I think I'm ready.
我是准备好了。
Let's begin with prayer.
让我们以祷告来开始。
Dear God, thank you for your word.
亲爱的主，我们为你的话语感谢。
Thank you for what we have heard this morning about how you are transforming us.
我们为我们今天早晨所听到的你是如何的来改变我们来感谢。
Help us to be open to you as you work in our lives.
当你在我们的生命中做工的时候，让我们向你敞开。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名。
Amen. God transforming us does not happen, as we heard this morning, just like that.
神对我们的改变不是像我们今不是说就那么一瞬之间的。
It involves many, many steps in our life.
包括在我们生命中很多的步骤。
And some of those are painful.
有些这些步骤是很痛苦的。
And sometimes we don't like to go through the steps.
有的时候我们不想经历这样的过程。
And what we're going to see this morning is one of those difficult steps.
今天早晨我们所要看到的是这个痛苦的这个过程。
And that is the step of suffering.
这个过程呢，就是一个受苦的步骤。
Now we've been looking for about 6 weeks at the book of Job.
我们已经学习约伯记，学习了六周。
We went through and we have seen how the friends respond to Job's suffering.
我们看到了约伯的朋友是如何来回应约伯的痛苦和他的苦难的。
They have a very simple answer.
他们有一个很简单的答案。
Job, the reason you suffered is you did something wrong.
约伯，你之所以受苦，就是因为你做了错事。
You sinned, God is punishing you.
你犯罪了，所以神在惩治你。
Say you're sorry.
你就对神说你对不起。
And if you tell God you're sorry, if you repent, everything will be fine.
如果你对神说你对说你向神认错，然后你悔改，就什么事儿都没了。
The problem for Job is he knows that isn't right.
但是问题是约伯他不觉得这样是对的。
And so he's trying to come to grips with why is this happening to me?
所以呢他就想要了解说为什么这些事会发生在我的身上。
This morning I want to look a bit at Job's search for God.
我们今天早上想要看一下约伯对神的寻求。
I ask you the chapters you read this week.
我上个星期请大家要读的那个家庭作业读的章节是
to look for how Job's image of God changes.
我们来看上个星期希望你读到约伯对神的这个形象是如何改变的。
And we're going to work through a bit of that this morning.
今天早上我们会讲一些。
Does someone have just a quick answer that sums up what Job says about God in his speeches?
有多少人可以在约伯的这个谈论当中可以你对神这个约伯的结论就是他觉得神是什么样的形象有个很快的结论呢谁有这样一个结论有这么一个答案
Anybody can give us a one paragraph summary
有没有人可以给我们一段的这个一个总结小结
Or two paragraphs?Okay.
他说约伯的结论是说是约伯是在说我是无辜的。
Okay. What about his view of God? What happens in his view of God through these chapters?
你从他所这些的讲论当中你觉得说他对神的印象是什么样的呢?
His view of himself never changes, does it? All along it's I'm innocent.Okay.God is the one who caused his pain.
是神带来这个痛苦的。
Does that change anywhere in the book?
有没有 有没有在这个中间改变？就按一下就行了。这中间有没有改变？Sometimes the ordeal, the suffering God gave to us is kind of protection to us. That's what her conclusion.
All right. Anyone else?
有没有大家有没有别的答案？
Okay.
他说
All right.
他对神的约伯对神的看法呢是很个人的，就是很个人的，而不是说很抽象，神远远在那边的。
We especially see that at the end of the book in chapter 42.
我们尤其是在麦博士说， 尤其是在这个书结束的时候， 我们会看到约伯跟神个人的关系。
All right, let's look a bit at Job's search.
让我们看一下约伯的寻求。
Now, once in a while, the Chinese Bible, I think, does a better job than the English Bible of translating some verses.
我有时候觉得这个中文的翻译呢，比英文的翻译在某些章节翻译的更好、更出色。
And James chapter 5 is one of those examples.
比如说，雅各书五章十一节就是这么一个例子。
The English Bible that I grew up with translated it like this.
我从小长大读到的英文的翻译是这样翻的。
You have heard of the patience of Job.
你听过约伯的耐心。
And I would read that and I would think.
我就读这个，我就在想。
He doesn't sound very patient to me.
看起来约伯不是很有耐心吗？
Because to me, a patient person is quiet and accepting.
我就觉得一个有耐心的人呢，就是很安静，然后就接受所发生的一切。
Whatever will be, will be.
不管发生什么，就这样吧。
And that's not Job.
但是你看约伯可不是这样。
He shouts at God.
他对神呼喊。
He makes accusations at God.
他甚至就是好像在控诉神似的。
But the Chinese Bible, I think, does a much better job of translating, I had to check this again this morning to make sure I was right.
今天早上我又仔细地检查了一下，就是确定我讲的是对的。
But it's not quiet, calm patience.
它不是一个安静的、很平静的一个耐心。
But it is this.
他这个是怎么说的呢?
Verse 11 in James.
在雅各书五章十一节,
we consider them blessed who remain steadfast.
那先前忍耐的人, 我们称他们是有福的。
You have heard of the steadfastness of Job.
你们听见过约伯的忍耐。 Yes, I already said that.
Lay, I couldn't remember your name. Sorry. I'm really bad about names. I asked Lay, and she said that the word that you have is a knife in the heart.
我讲的那个忍字是忍字头上一把刀，心上忍字在心上面有一把刀。
I always forget everyone's name.
我总, that's okay.
It is not quiet, calm acceptance.
它不是一种就是很安静的、很安静的一种平静的接受。
It's endurance.
它是一种忍耐、忍受。
Job is going to say, "I don't understand what God is doing."
我约伯会说，我不明白神到底在做什么。
At times, he seems to say, I don't even think God is right in what he's doing.
他有时候甚至会说, 我都觉得神做得不对。
But I'm not going to give up on him.
但是我不会放弃神。
I'm going to endure.
我要忍下去, 我要抓紧, 我要忍耐下去。
I'm not going to get to it today.
我今天不会讲到这一点。
But in a couple of weeks, I want to kind of sum up the logic that Job comes up with.
再过一两星期我会讲到约伯的逻辑。
And his logic really isn't right.
他的那个逻辑其实并不是对的。
By any kind of logical conclusion.
就是看着这个逻辑的这个, 你按照逻辑来看, 他的这个结论是不对的。
Because he kind of comes up with this.
因为他最后的结论是这样的。
I am innocent.
我是无辜的。
God is punishing me for being sinful.
You mean sinful?
For being wrong. God is punishing me.
惩治我是因为错事来惩治我。
But I'm going to trust him anyway.
但是我是无辜的, 但是不管怎么样, 我还是要信任他, 信靠他。
Now later in the book, he'll come up with a better answer.
再到那个约伯记, 随着约伯记的进入, 他会有一个更好的结论。
But even at that point of his greatest despair,
在他最绝望的时候,
he refuses to give up on God.
他仍然拒绝去放弃神。
So this morning I want to look a bit at his search for an answer.
今天早晨我们来看约伯对神的寻求。
When we read Job,
当我们读约伯记的时候,
we have to remember,
我们要记住,
that contrary to what we kind of assume,
就是跟我们所设想的相反,
the Bible never gives us a picture, even for Christians, that God has given us a right to safety and ease.
就算作为基督徒，神也没有说给我们一个基督徒一个特别的权利，让我们有安全、有安逸的生活。
We live in a world where we just assume that's our right.
我们在这个世界里，我们觉得有一个安全、安逸的生活就是我们的权利。
If we're in a bad neighborhood, we move.
如果我们住在一个不好的社区，我们就搬家。
If a relationship brings pain, we break it.
如果我们的那个人际关系让我们不舒服，我们就把这个人际关系给断掉。
We assume that we have a right for things to work well.
我们就假，就是已经假定我们，就是设定我们有这个权利，是每样事情都要很好。
But when you read through the Bible,
但是当你读圣经的时候，
we don't see that.
我们没有看到这样的一个描述。
Jesus says, I'm sending you out as lambs in the midst of wolves.
耶稣说，我把你们送出去，好像羊羔进入豺狼群中。
I have never seen a children's flannel graph story about this verse.
我从来没有看过那个讲小孩子的圣经故事里面有这么一个图片，就是羊羔进入狼群。
At least none that are very accurate.
起码好像不是很准确的。
Because the children would all start crying.
如果你把它讲这个羊入狼群的故事，孩子们可能都会给吓哭了。
Because when a lamb goes out among in the midst of wolves,
当这个羊进入狼群的时候呢，
the wolves do not stand in a circle and say, "Ah, oh, isn't he cute?"
然后这个狼群不会说围着这个羊羔说，哦，你看他多可爱呀。
They kill him.
他们会吃了这个羊羔。
It's bloody.
是非常的血腥的。
You don't want that in your Sunday school class.
你不想这么一个血腥的故事在你的主日儿童主日学里去讲。
Jesus isn't saying to them,
耶稣没有对他的门徒说，
Don't worry, everything will be fine.
每样事情都会最后都会好的。
He is saying, I am sending you into danger.
耶稣说，我把你们送到危险的境地当中。
Some of you will die.
你们其中有些人会死。
You will suffer.
你会受苦。
Paul is going to say in Acts 14, through many tribulations we will enter the kingdom of God.
保罗在使徒行传十四章说，我们要经历许多艰难困苦才进入神的国。
Jesus is going to say, he who loves his life will lose it.
耶稣说，凡爱惜他自己生命的必要丧失。
Whoever does not give up everything cannot be my disciple.
凡你不放弃一切来跟随我，就不配做我的门徒。
Jesus could not succeed as a pastor of our churches today.
如果耶稣做我们今天教会的牧师，他肯定不是一个众人眼中成功的牧
师。There would never be any new members in baptism.
因为他要在这个做牧师的话，肯定不会有人受洗。
We say, let's try to make this as easy for you as possible.
我们会说，让我们把这个信仰搞得就是对你越容易、越简单越好。
When someone walked in the door, he would say, "Are you ready to die?"
如果你有一个人进到教会里，你问他说，你准备好要死了吗？
No, I really don't want to die.
然后这个人会说，我可不想死。
Well, then this baptism isn't for you. Try next year.
然后呢，那好吧，你现在就没有还没有准备好要受洗，明年回来再说吧。
We would fire him.
我们肯定就把这牧师赶走了。
We don't want pastors who run them people away.
我们不想要一个牧师把人都给赶走了。
But you go through, and when he preached, they left by the hundreds.
你看到那个耶稣讲道的时候，有成百上千的人都离开耶稣而去。
Why?
为什么？
Because he wanted us to understand that being a disciple is costly.
因为他要让我们知道，耶稣让我们知道，作为门徒是要付代价的。
It is risky.
代价是极高的，是有危险的，是冒险的。
It is not safe.
不是安全的。
And so Job, it seems to me, is a wonderful example for us.
所以约伯是我们一个很好的榜样。
To answer our tendency,
去对我们的
这个倾向，to expect God to take care of everything for us.
这样的一个回答，就是说神会照看每一样事情。
Job says,
约伯说，
No, it might not work that way.
也许这个人生不是这样子的。
And when those relationships are difficult,
当你的人际关系出现困难的时候，
when those responsibilities hurt,
当你的责任要让你付出代价是让你难受的时候
When discipleship is painful
当这个门徒的代价是很痛苦的时候
You have heard of the endurance, the steadfastness, the not giving upness of Job
你听见过约伯的忍耐不放弃
So, a quick look through his story
所以我们很快地来看过约伯的故事
We've already seen back in chapter 1,
我们在第一章看到过
his suffering, he loses everything.
约伯的这个痛苦苦难他失去了所有的一切
He's in physical torment.
然后他是身体上有很大的疾病很痛苦
I went through and made a list of the symptoms he describes.
然后我就列出来约伯他的这个身体的这个毛病
It was very depressing.
真的是让人很绝望
I don't like to suffer.
我不喜欢受苦。
I don't like to be sick.
我也不想生病。
If I have a little bit of headache,
如果我那个头痛,
I think I'm dying.
我就觉得我快要死了。
You know, my poor wife, she says,
我可怜的太太。
Just deal with it.
你就是，她就说你就忍受一点，忍着点吧。
And so I start going through his list. These are the things he describes.
然后这个约伯记上说。
We already know he has these red boils.
我们知道他浑身长那个脓包。
He's itching.
他很痒。
Another place he says he can't eat.
然后另外一个地方讲到他根本吃不下饭，吃不了东西。
He tells us at one place there are worms forming in the sores. Chapter 7.
然后他有些地方讲到他身上以那个虫子都长在他身上爬。
Chapter 9, he has trouble breathing.
然后第九章讲到他那个呼吸困难。
Continuous pain,
然后就是不间断的这个持续的痛苦
fevers,
然后发烧
chills,
然后发冷
depression,
然后这个心情沮丧
and it's not the 24-hour flu,
然后不是一个就是持续只有一天的这个流感
It lasts long enough. I told you when I introduced the friends, they are from far away. They don't live nearby.
我上次讲以前讲到过他不是说很短的时间因为约伯的朋友都离他住得很远他们这个疾病持续了多久呢
And there's no WeChat back then
在那个时候没有微信
So there is enough time that he has been in this condition They have heard about it
所以呢他在这个情况中间已经这种病况中间已经很长时间他的朋友已经听到了
And they have traveled to see him
然后他们又走了很远，从很远的地方这样旅行过来。
So this is a long-term, ongoing suffering he's going through.
所以约伯所经历的是一个很长时间的一个持续不断的一个痛苦。
To where he thinks he's going to die.
所以到了个地步，他觉得肯定快要死了。
And his wife thinks it would be best if he did.
然后他太太也觉得最好死了。
Now his
死了对他更好一些。
His first response that we looked at earlier.
我们约伯的第一个反应，我们早期看到过。
Was to accept God's plan.
约伯是说他接受神的计划。
Chapter 2, verse 10.
第二章第九节。
When his wife says to him, "Just curse God and die."
约伯的太太说：“你弃掉神死了吧。”
He said to her, "You speak as one of the foolish women would speak."
约伯对着他说：“你说话像愚顽的妇人一样。”
Shall we receive good from God?And shall we not receive evil?
难道我们从神手里得福，不也受祸吗？
He says, God has given us good.
然后他说，神给我们福气。
God is giving me pain.
神也给我痛苦。
In spite of all of this, Job did not sin with his lips.
在这一切的事上，约伯并不以口犯罪。
He understands God is the potter and can shape our life as he chooses.
他知道神他知道神是窑匠，神可以来塑造我们。
We struggle with that.
我们在这方面很挣扎。
We assume that we deserve the good and that the bad is not fair.
我们就觉得说我们配得这个好处，但这些所有不好的东西真的是对我们很不公平。
And we get very upset when God sends something or allows something that we don't think is right.
当神送一些或者允许一些事情发生的时候，我们觉得很不公平，我们会很有挫败。
I had to check something on an insurance policy.
我曾经看我的这个保险的这个政策，这个我的保险政策。
And I noticed it had a line exempting something as an act of God.
然后其中有一点他不保的，就是说是神的作为。
And I read that and I thought, I wonder what that means.
然后我就想说这个不保神的作为，这个到底是什么意思呢？
No one ever says, this morning there was a sunrise, it was beautiful, it was an act of God.
当有从来没有人说今天早晨起来这个朝阳非常的美丽。
We never say that.
我们从来不会这么说。
We use the term act of God for a hurricane, a flood, a disaster, right?
但是当你有这个飓风有这个洪水的时候我们就会说这是神的作为。
And I thought, when I read that, I wonder if God ever says,Why don't you call a sunrise an act of God?
我说我就想说神有时候可能会想说你们为什么不说
We blame him for the bad.
太阳起来为什么不说是我的作为呢
And we take the good for granted, right?
我们把好的一切的好事都认为理所当然但是一旦有不合心意的事情坏事发生我们就开始责备神抱怨神
But Job understands.
但是约伯了解
God is in charge and I can trust him.
神在掌管我可以来信靠他相信他。
One of my favorite hymns.
我最喜欢的一首赞美诗。
By a Swedish hymn writer.
是一个瑞典的一个写赞美诗的一个作曲家。
Be still my soul.
他说我灵啊镇静。
The Lord is on your side.
神在你旁边。
And then she says, bear patiently.The cross of grief or pain.
就是你要耐心地忍耐这个痛苦忧伤的十字架。
Now up to there, the hymn doesn't impress me that much.
Can you tell me the English name so I can?
Be still, my soul.
Be still, my soul. Okay.
Because up to there, she's just saying what everyone says.
所以
don't worry, God's in charge.
他说没关系。
Don't complain.
神在掌管，你不要抱怨。
But then she says what to me is so powerful.
是非常的有力。
Leave to thy God to order and provide, to put it in the right order, to take care of things.
信靠天父为你安排主张。
In every change,
在所有的
万
变之中
faithful will remain.
为主信实永长。
She isn't saying,
她没有说这个赞美诗的作者没有说
don't worry, be happy.
别担心就高兴吧。
She's not saying, just don't grumble.
她就不是说就别抱怨。
She is saying,
这个作者的
trust God to order and provide what comes into your life.
就是她要讲的说信靠天父让她不管她会安排主张。
In whatever happens,
不管是在什么样的变化之中
He faithful will remain.
神的信实会永远在那里。
This week I was working on a blog article about Joseph.
这个星期我在一个部落格上写关于约瑟的一篇文章。
And reviewing his life.
然后再回顾约瑟的一生。
And at the end of his life, when he looks back and he says, "You meant it for evil."
约伯在他的一生的最后，他说：“你们的意思原来是要害我。”
God meant it for good.
但是神的意思原是好的。
That's such an encouraging, wonderful verse.
那是一个真的是很鼓励我的心的，真的是很棒的一句经文。
But don't say amen yet.
但是现在还不要说阿们。
Because there are more than 2 decades between when this happens to him and when it finally makes sense.
然后呢因为在他这件事情发生到最后他真的是从这一切的事情中看出来神的手这个意义的时候中间其实已经过了20多年
That's a long time
那是一个
to wait for it to make sense
所以呢要等了20多年那是一个很长的时间才让说这个事情你才看的是有点道理
And he has to live every one of those days
约瑟必须要过这20年的每一天
As a slave,
作为一个奴隶
being falsely accused,
就是被诬告
being put in prison,
被下在监牢里
doing good for people who turn around and forget him and leave him in prison.
然后呢，他对别人有善行，但是别人转身就把他给忘了，一出了监狱就把他给忘了。
And I sat there thinking about that verse.
然后我就坐在那儿，就在那儿想那句经文。
You meant it for evil, but God meant it for good.
你们的意思是要害我, 但是神的意思原是好的。
That's wonderful.
那个是很好的一节经文。
But wait a minute.
但是你等一下。
20 some years of waiting for that?
但是你过了22年要等那句答案。
20 some years of thinking, why is this happening?
然后都20多年他在想说, 一直在想说为什么会发生这样的事情。
That is hard.
那个是很难的。
It's fine to read Genesis 50 and say this is wonderful, and it is. It really is.
创世纪50章，你会说哦，这个真的是很棒，很好。
But when we are living,
但是当你去活那过那个生活的时候，
Genesis 38, 39, 40, all of those chapters.
但是当你真的如果生活在约创世纪38、39这个所有的这些章节当中的时候，
It is really, really difficult to see the good that God intended.
你就在那些章节中间，你就很难看到神的心意原是好的，你真的是很难看到。
I said, I don't like pain. I'm impatient when it's
我告诉你们, 我不喜欢痛苦，我不喜欢受苦，我也很没耐心。
I'll take some medicine.
我就马上去找些药来吃。
And I'll go in the next room and I'll say it didn't help.
然后我就吃了个药，我就说这个一点都不管用。
You know, I want just like this.
我就想说马上立竿见影，马上就能看到果效。
Part of what Job learns in this process.
约伯在这个过程中所学到的是。
And part of where the word patience does work.
然后这个忍耐呢，它确实是有效的，能够有功用的是。
Is the patient of endurance of waiting for an answer.
耐心的就是说你在忍耐的慢慢的等着这个答案。
John Piper wrote this.
在这个约翰派伯他这么说。
Nothing glorifies God more than maintaining our stability when we have lost everything but God.
就是约翰派伯说没有什么事情比这样的事情更荣耀神，这个事情就是说你已经失掉了每样的事情，但是你还是紧紧地抓着 神，然后你忍耐。
When we've lost everything else,
就是你失掉了每样事情，除了神之外，你所有的都没有。
And those around us see that we still have a joy in God.
当你失掉了所有的事情，除了神之外，什么都没有，你周围的人如果看到你还是有喜乐。
He is truly glorified in our life.
在那个时候，神真的在我们的生命中被荣耀。
Several years ago, some students from the college went to Oklahoma City to help clean up after a tornado to do disaster relief.
在那个很多年前呢，有我们学校的学生，他们跑到俄克拉荷马州去帮助去清理那个叫什么龙卷风后边的灾难。
And one of the students who, at least in my opinion, had never been a real spiritual giant.
在我的印象中，其中一个学生，他不是一个很属灵的一个人。
Came back with a whole new view of God and Christianity.
他回来之后，他对这个神的这个和对这个基督信仰的看法完全更新。
And she said,
他这么说,
Now I see the difference that God makes in someone's life.
我现在看到了神在一个生命中所带来的不同。
She said, I talked to unbelievers who stood in their yard saying, How am I going to ever replace my big screen TV?
然后我就看到一些不信主的人，他们站在他们的那个院子里被龙卷风吹过，说, 怎么再有我的大电视呢，都没了，都被龙卷风吹走了。
And I met Christians who had lost everything and said,
基督徒他们所有的东西都被毁掉了，他们说,
The Lord gives and the Lord takes away.
真的是神赐予，神也拿走。
I will praise him.
我会赞美神，收取，神赏赐，神也收取。
When our students said that, I had two thoughts.
当我的学生这样讲的时候，我有两个想法。
One is,
一个就是,
I'm glad for her to see the difference that God makes in the life of a Christian.
我很高兴说他能看到神在基督徒和非信徒之间所带来的不同。
But I have to say my second thought was,
但是我第二个想法就是, 念头就是,
if it were me losing everything,
如果是我丢掉了,
would I respond as a Christian should?
我会像一个基督徒那样去反应吗？
Or would I be the one saying, how can I ever replace my books?
或者我会成为那个说，我的东西都丢了，我这么多书都没了，我怎么样来得到弥补这些损失呢？
Being a Christian should change how we respond to trouble.
作为基督徒应该改变我们如何面对麻烦，面对困难的一个态度，回应的态度。
But let me move on.
但是我们继续向前。
Because that's not the end of the story for Job.
但是这个还不是约伯的结局，约伯故事的结尾。
Job chapter 3 is a dark, dark chapter.
约伯记第三章是一个很黑暗的章节。
He doubts God's plan.
约伯怀疑神对他的计划。
We've gone through this one, and I'm not going to go through this chapter again.
我们以前已经经过过了这一章，我就不再讲了。
But in looking at this overview of Job's search for God, what I want you to see is this.
我们就是宏观来看约伯对神的寻求，我想让大家看到的是
，Even a person of great faith.
就算是一个信心的伟人，很有信心的人
，can struggle with depression and despair.
他也会经历这个沮丧，这个绝望。
In a moment of crisis, I think it is easier in that moment to hold on to faith than when the trouble goes on and on and on and there seems to be no light at the end of the tunnel.
就是说，如果说你那个危机是一刻的，你在那一刻的时候，你有信心抓住神是容易的。但是如果你是一个长期的一个困难的处境，一个危机当中，你在好像在一个隧道中，你看不到光。在那种情况下，你还有信心，还能抓住神，是更困难的。
And it seems to me that what happens with Job is as this suffering continues on and on and on.
就是对约伯来讲，在我看来，他的这个痛苦就是持续不断的，好像没有尽头似的时候。
He comes to a point of despair where he says, "I wish I had never been born."
他到了一个绝望的境地，他说：“我希望我都根本没有出生。”
I wish I could die today.
我就希望我今天就死了。
I am not at ease, verse 26, chapter 3. I am not at ease, I am not quiet, I have no rest, trouble comes.
他说我不得安逸，不得平静，也不得安息，却有患难来到。
The opposite of the Lord gives, the Lord takes away, blessed be the name of the Lord.
这个是有点是好像给他以前讲的，赏赐的是耶和华，收取的也是耶和华，耶和华的名是应当称颂的，是相反的。这个时候他的心情。
As I was studying it again this week,
当我这个星期再重新来学习研读约伯记的时候，
I realized an encouragement that I had not seen before in chapter 3.
我看到了从第三章，我看到了我以前所没有看到过里边的那个鼓励，
And that is this.
安慰和那就是。
Job is close to God.
约伯跟神很近，很亲近。
Close enough.
他亲近到一个程度。
That he can be completely honest, even in his despair.
就算他的绝望当中，他还是可以对神完全的敞开，完全的以诚相待，对神就是完全的真实。
You know, if I don't know you very well,
如果我跟你不是很熟
，and I don't trust you very much,
然后我也不是很相信你信任你的话。
And I'm going through a terribly difficult time.
如果我经历一个很艰难、很困难的、很艰难的时光。
And you say, "How are you?"
如果别人就说哦，你来问我说你怎么样
？What am I going to say?
那我会怎么回答你呢？
I'm fine.
你说哦，我挺好的。
Everything's great.
都挺好的。
Because I don't know you well enough to trust you.
因为我对你没有那么了解，我也所以呢也不能信任你。
And you probably don't want to know anyway.
然后不管怎么样，可能你也不想知道我的麻烦。
Right?
对不对
？But
但是
，there are a few people.
有那么几个人。
That I know well enough.
我非常的了解他们。
I'm close enough to them.
我跟他们也很亲近。
That if they call and say, "How are you?"
如果他们打电话说，问我说你怎么样了
？Number one, I know they really want to know.
我知道第一个，他们真的是想知道我怎么样了。
And number two, I know that I can trust them with an answer.
第二个呢，我知道我可以信靠他们会给我一个好的答案。
And I will say, "Well, if you have an hour, I'll tell you."
我就会说，如果你有一个小时的时间。
That is the relationship that Job has with God.
那就是约伯跟神的关系。
And chapter 3 this week became something of an encouragement to me.
所以呢, 这个第三章, 这个, 在上个星期, 就对我一, 就是一, 成了一组,
to realize
就意识到,
in times of struggle, even to the degree that Job says, God, I think you made a mistake to even allow me to be born. Would you just erase that day?
然后呢, 就像约伯就是说, 他在那个巨大的这个绝望当中，他甚至他给神说， 我就希望我出生的那一天， 这个日子被从这个世间给挪掉。
We can have a close enough relationship with God.
他因为跟神的关系是那样的亲近。
To be completely honest with him.
如果我们跟神有那么样亲近的关系， 我们就可以在神面前完全的真实，完全的敞开。
To say to him,
就可以对神说，
what we really are feeling inside.
就告诉神我们心里真实的感受。
Job is going to say some rather hair-raising things in his speeches.
约伯会在后面, hair-raising?
Horrible things, yes.
约伯会在这个评论当中的讲论当中会说到一些好像挺糟糕挺可怕的事情。
Nothing raises my hair. Not supposed to laugh.
大家不应该笑啊, 就是说, 不会, 他说不会让。
You know, Dr. Wingham and I, nothing bothers us. Nothing's hair raising.
他说因为他跟温牧师那个
He's going to say some terrible things. But remember when you read them, he doesn't ask for his possessions back. What he wants is a restoration of that relationship with God. Because he is hurt. He feels, I knew God, I trusted God. And it looks like he's become my enemy. The pastor from California, Rick Warren.
就是那个加州的那个马鞍山那个
His son, who had struggled with depression for years,
他的儿子呢, 是长期的有好多年的这个忧郁症。
His son committed suicide.
他儿子就自杀了。
I think it was 3 years ago.
我想这个大概是三年以前的事情。
2 years ago, I was traveling. It was the 1 year after that had happened.
就是两年以前, 就是他儿子自杀以后的一年。
And I saw the first interview that Rick Warren had given since that event.
就是说在他儿子自杀以后的一年, 他第一次接受采访。
And he said something in that interview that was very powerful.
他在那个采访中间说了一些非常有,
the reporter
有力的话,
said,
这个记者就说,
because of what happened to your son, did you ever during this year question your faith in God?
他说, 那个记者就问他说, 因为这个你儿子 这样子的情况，你有没有在这个过去一年中怀疑过你对神的信心，怀疑过你的信仰？
And Pastor Warren said this.
然后这个华里克牧师就说，
I never this year questioned my faith in God.
他说我这一年我从来没有怀疑过我对神的信心。
But I did very much question God's plan.
但是我真的是怀疑神的计划。
I knew he was real. I still knew that. I never doubted that he was real. But I did have times when I doubted if he was good. I doubted his plan. That seems to me to be Job's search.
我感觉那个就像对我来讲，那就是他像约伯那样对神的寻求。
We never see him anywhere in this book saying, God, I think I've decided you don't exist.
我从来没有说过神啊，我决定说你不存在。
But he does come to doubt God's plan and God's goodness.
但是约伯确实过怀疑过神的良善和神的计划。
So let's look a few things at how he searches for understanding. The first thing I want you to see is that Job tries to understand why God is punishing a righteous man. Remember, that he does not know about chapters 1 and 2.
约伯记一章二章的这个背景故事。
Job does not know that God has already said to Satan, Job is innocent.
约伯可不知道神对撒旦说，你看那个约伯是完全正直。
Job does not know that it is Satan who has incited this test.
约伯也不知道是撒旦这个激动神引起来这场试验。
And so for everything he can see,
所以说从约伯的角度来看,
he has lived a faithful life.
他过一个很公义的生活，很有信心的生活。
And suddenly God has decided to punish him.
但突然之间神就决定要惩治他。
And he struggles with that.
然后他真的是很挣扎。
Chapter 13.
然后约伯记13章。
He is talking, answering his friends.
他在回应他的朋友。
But he really is not answering his friends. He's talking to God.
他实际上不是在回答他的朋友, 他在跟神说话。
Because this is what he says.
这是他所说的。
Let me have silence and I will speak.
我愿你们全然不作声。
Verse 13.
第13节, 你们不要作声, 任凭我吧。
Let come on me what may.
无论如何, 让我说话, 无论如何, 我都承当。
Why should I take my flesh and my teeth and put my life in my hand?
我何必把我的肉挂在牙上, 将我的命放在手中?
He says, I'm going to say what I really think is true.
他约伯说, 我要去说, 我真正感受到, 我觉得是真的东西。
I'm going to risk my life
我要,
to tell the truth here.
我就哪怕这里我就冒着生命危险，我也要再说这个真实，我心里的真实话，真话。
Verse 15.
第15节他说，
Though God slay me, I will hope in Him.
他说他必杀我，他我虽无指望。他说的他就是神。
And hope here is not the same word as we use it.
他这里讲的那个希望，不是我们平常讲的这个。
When we use the word hope, it's always something positive.
当我们讲到希望或者什么，总是一个很正面的词。
I hope something good is going to happen tomorrow, right?
我希望明天会有一件好事发生。
We never use the word to say, I hope something bad will happen tomorrow.
我们从来不会说我希望明天会有坏事发生。
But in this verse, hope means I will wait.
Actually, Chinese translates this all too. Oh. I think
I need to learn Chinese. It's a much better translation than English.
中文用的是那个。 中文的那个是用的指望，跟那个希望还是有点不同。我就说中文的翻译把这个意思翻出来了。At
least for Job, it does very well.
起码是对约伯记翻译的挺好的。Hope
means here to wait for something.
指望，他就在这里边说，他要等着一些东西发生。It
may be good or it may be bad.
他这个指望就是说，可能是好事，也可能是坏事发生。It
just means to wait.
他的意思就是这个更强调的意思就是说。And
here. When Job says this, he is using it as something negative.
他在那说这个指望呢, 他是指的是一个等着一个坏事不好的事情发生。
Because what does he think is going to happen?
约伯他觉得下一步会发生什么呢?
Verse 15.
看第15节。
God is going to slay him.
就觉得神会杀我。
Though he slay me, I will wait for him.
就算他杀我, 他必杀我, 我虽然, 我还是要等待他。
What he's saying is, I'm going to risk my life
他就说我要冒着我的生命危险
by making my argument to God.
我也要在神面前辨明我所行的。
I will argue my ways to his face.
所以我要在他面前辨明我的行为。
But,
但是,
and here is what I love about Job, and I want you to see this.
我心里真的是很喜欢约伯, 我想让大家看到的是,
Job really has some moments of despair.
约伯确实有那个非常绝望的时刻。
Moments where he says, I know that when I tell the truth to God, he's going to kill me for it. But I'm going to say it anyway.
他就有些绝望的时候，他会说， 我知道如果我把这个真话讲出来，神会杀我， 但是我还是要讲。
But,
但是,
deep inside,
在约伯的内心深处,
Job is absolutely convinced that God is good.
在约伯的内心深处, 他绝对的相信神是良善的。
Up here,
在他的头脑当中,
he no longer thinks that. He has some real doubts in his mind about God's goodness. I'm afraid he'll kill me just for telling him the truth. But in his heart, he is sure that God is good. And so he says, though he slay me, I will wait for him. I will argue my ways to his face. And then here comes the hope that comes back. Verse 16. This will be my salvation, that the godless shall not come before him. Here's what he's saying. Even if he kills me, I'm going to argue my case. But this is what will save me. That I'm not godless. If I were, he wouldn't even listen to me. He wouldn't even let me come before him if I were godless. And so I know that my vindication is going to come. I don't understand it.
我的判决会来到，我不了解。
But I know it's going to come.
但是我知道最终会来到。
Job is trying to make sense of something that makes no sense to him at all.
约伯想要去把一些对他来讲完全没有道理的事情，想让他有想理清楚。
For the friends, it's very simple.
对他的朋友来讲，这个很清楚，这个道理很明白。
We are punished if we sin.
如果我们犯罪，我们就会被惩治。
Job is being punished.
约伯被惩治。
The conclusion is simple.
所以这个结论就很简单。
Job has sinned.
约伯犯罪了。
Job says that's not right.
约伯说不是那样的。
But he still can't make sense of it.
但是他却没有办法就是了解。Because
premise one, he thinks just like the friends do.
因为呢，刚开始约伯的假设跟他的朋友讲的。
God punishes us when we sin.
当我们犯罪的时候，神会惩治我们。
Point two.
第二点呢,
he thinks just like the friends. God is punishing me.
第二点，他跟他朋友的结论一样，神在惩治我。
So for the friends, it's simple. Therefore,
对他朋友来讲, Job is guilty. 结论很简单，所以呢，你就是犯罪了。
But Job says,
但是约伯说,
and this word, there's no logic to it.
所以我们看到这里是不符合逻辑的。
But he says, God is punishing me for my sin.
神在惩治为我的罪惩治我。
God punishes us for sin.
神会惩治犯罪的。
God is punishing me.
神在惩治我。
But
但是,
I am innocent.
我是无辜的。
It doesn't work. The logic doesn't work.
所以这个逻辑上是行不通的。
But Job endures. He refuses to give up on God.
但是约伯呢却忍耐，他不放弃神。
Jump over to chapter 29.
现在我们跳到第29章，约伯记的第29章。
Three chapters are three pictures of Job's self-portraits.
然后呢，三章里边讲到约伯对自己的自我描述。
The friends, the three friends have had their say.
然后他约伯的朋友呢，对他的描述有他们自己的描述。
They have finally just given up.
他们最后他的朋友都放弃了。
They've said, you won't repent, you won't confess your wrong.
你不肯承认你的罪，你不肯悔改，你是错的。
They've stopped talking.
所以他们就不说话了。
Elihu has not yet started talking.
在这个期间呢，这个以利户还没开始讲话。
He's the one we looked at last week.
我们上个星期看过以利户的讲论。
And he is sitting there figuring out what he's going to say.
他就坐在那儿想他该怎么说。
Because he has a lot to say, remember.
因为他有很多要说的。
While in between these, Job speaks.
在这个中间呢，约伯会讲话。
And in three chapters, he gives us three wonderful pictures of himself.
然后他给了我们描述了他自己的三个图片。
Chapter 29
第29章
looks at what it was like to be close to God.
29章讲到跟神亲近的时候那个是什么样子的。
He remembers what his life used to be like.
他记得他过去的生活原来是怎么样子的。
Oh, that I were as in the days of old.
他说：“我愿我的境况如从前的月份。”
The days when God watched over me.
如神保守我的日子。
Go to Psalm 119.
让我们到诗篇119篇。
Verse 105.
诗篇119篇105节。
Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path.
你的话是我脚前的灯，是我路上的光。
Look at Job 29, verse 3.
你看约伯29章第三节。
His lamp shone upon my head, by his light I walked in darkness.
那时他的灯照在我头上，我借他的光行过黑暗。
He lived out the reality of that Psalm 119. He says, God's word was just a light guiding me through life.
所以呢，他就活出来诗篇119篇所讲的。 他神的话是他脚前的灯，是他路上的光。
Verse 29.
第29节。
I'm sorry, verse 4.
第29章。24节。
The friendship of God was upon my tent.
那时我在帐篷中，神待我有密友之情。
He says,
他说,
God lived in my tent.
神那时候就住在我的帐篷之当中。
I didn't have to go to a temple.
我不需要去圣殿。
I didn't have to wait for the Sabbath.
我不需要等到安息日。
When I woke up,
当我醒来的时候,
God was right there.
神就在旁边。
All day long, I could just talk to him.
每整天我都可以跟神讲话。
He lived in my tent.
神就住在我的帐篷当中。
This is what his life used to be like.
这是过去的生活就是这样子的。
He says, my steps were washed with butter.
他说,
I just went through life and everything was perfect.
他说，乃多可惜我的脚，我的生活每样事情都很完，都很好。
He says, when I went out to the gate of the city, that was where the important people were.
城门的地方都是那些重要人物聚集的地方。
When I got ready to sit down, verse 8.
当我要准备要坐下来的时候, 第八节说,
the young men just kind of walked away because they knew they weren't worthy to be in my presence.
他说少年人见我而回避，因为那些少年人知道说他们都不配来到他面前。
Even the old men stood up when I walked in.
当我走到城门口的时候，老年人也都起身站立。
The princes, the big shots, quit talking.
王子都停止说话，王子就是那些重要的人物。
But look at why they did this.
他们为什么会这样子,
it wasn't that, you know, he was arrogant and demanded
it.
Verse 12, I delivered the poor who cried
for help.
I took care of the fatherless who had no one to help.
And
I'm pretty sure that at that point, he looked at his friend who had accused him of breaking the arms of the orphan.
因为他的朋友曾经指责他真的是折断孤儿的翅膀，所以他讲了说，我帮助无人帮助的孤儿。
Chapter 29 is a picture of what his life used to be like.
29章呢，就是约伯过去以前的生活。
Absolutely wonderful because God was blessing him.
非常的好，真的是神在祝福他。
He ends it this way.
他这样讲道,
I lived like a king among his troops.
我如君王在军队中居住,
but again, not arrogant.
但是他不是一个傲慢,
not in on his own little palace with all the poor people out there.
不是说他自己住在自己的宫殿当中,
no.
穷人都在外边,
like one who comforts the mourners.
又如吊上的安慰伤心的人。
That's what his life was like.
那是约伯以前的生活。
But now, chapter 30.
但是我们看第30章。
But now they laugh at me.
但是现在他们都嘲笑我。
Men who are younger than me.
比我年少的人。
Their fathers were so low that I wouldn't have used them to set with the dogs of my flock.
他说这些年少人的父亲我成藐视，不肯安在看守我羊群的狗中。
The people who just kind of are worthless.
就是那些很没有价值的人, 很糟糕的人。
Now they laugh at me.
现在他们都开始嘲笑我。
Verse 9, I've become a byword to them.
现在我已经成了这些人的歌曲, 与我为笑谈。
And he describes what a terrible condition he is in.
他现在就讲他现在的状况,
Verse 30, my skin turns black and falls from me, my bones burn with heat.
我的皮肤 黑而脱落，我的骨头因热烧焦。
My lyre, my song is turned to mourning, and my pipe to weeping.
所以我的琴音变为悲音，我的箫声变为哭声。
So he has gone, chapter 29, from a life that is just wonderful.
所以他的生活从以前29章的样子，一个很好的生活。
To absolute disgrace.
到了一个绝对的一个非常令人厌弃，就是被人看不起的生活。
And his friends are sitting there nodding their head.
然后他的朋友就在那儿点头。
And they're saying, yeah, we know this.
然后朋友说，哦，我们知道，就是这样。
And we've tried to tell you why it happened.
然后我们想要告诉你为什么这些事情会发生。
You're just too stubborn to listen.
但是你却这么顽固，你固执。
But we've already told you.
我们已经告诉你了。
The problem is.
问题就在于。
You've sinned.
你犯罪了。
And so Job continues.
然后约伯就继续的讲。
Chapter 31.
到第31节。
I've made a covenant with my eyes.
我与眼睛立约。
And he starts to go through this chapter.
第31章他就在讲。
To insist.
他坚持。
I am innocent of any
wrong. 我是无辜的，我没有做错事。
If you want to be convicted.
如果你想要很有信念。
Sit and read through this chapter.
你就把这章从头到尾读
下去，然后你
说,
Could I say this in God's presence?
我可不可以在神的面前就是像约伯这样说呢?
He says, I've been honest in all my dealings. Verse 7.
约伯说我在做生意的时候，我不管做什么，我都很。
I've been sexually pure. Verse 9 and 10.
他说在第十九章上，他在那个道德方面。都很纯全。
I've treated my servants well, verse 13.
他在他十三节说，他对他的仆人都很好。
I've given to the poor, the widow, the orphan.
他照看这个穷人、这个寡妇和孤儿。
Now up to this point, maybe you're saying, "Yeah, I could say all of this."
也许你说在神面前我也可以这样说呀。
Good for you.
那你很好。
So we come to verse 24.
但是我们现在
If I have trusted in my money.
他如果我以黄金为指望
If I have rejoiced at my abundant wealth
如果我是说我在因财物丰裕就欢喜
Remember this man is the one it says was the richest of all the men of the east
你要记住他是东方中间最富有的在东方中为自大
He puts Bill Gates is a poor man
跟他相比呢这个比尔盖茨就是个穷人了
And he says but I never trusted in my money That wasn't the source of my joy
我从来没有说去信靠我的对黄金对我的财物说那是我的依靠
And maybe you're saying Okay I think I can still say all that
也许你说哦，我也可以这么说我还可以这么说
Verse 29 If I have rejoiced when the person who hated me suffered
我若见恨我的遭报就欢喜
Now that starts to get a little more difficult
这个就比较难了
He says
他说
When my enemy suffered
当我的那个仇敌受苦的时候
I never rejoiced at it.
我不会因为就欢喜。
That one I like because of this.
我之所以喜欢这点是因为。
It will surprise you, but we ran out of time one week. So I had to cut short.
有一个星期呢我必须要把这个课缩短因为时间不够了。
I know. It says, you always run out of time. But one of Bildad's statements was this.
但是那个比勒达其中有一个他的陈述是这么说的
Job
约伯
If you repent
如果你那个
God will bless you
神就会祝福你
And you will be able to rejoice when you see your enemy suffer
所以呢比勒达说神祝福你然后你就会看到你的仇敌遭报你就会欢喜
Job says And I'm sure when he says it he looks right at Bildad
我想这个约伯说这句话的时候可能就看着那个比勒达说
And he says,I never rejoiced.
我从来没有看我的仇敌遭报我就高兴。
He says, I've fed anyone who needed help.
任何人需要帮助我都会给他们饭食我都会帮助他们。
Verse 33, I never have hidden any of my transgressions.
我也没有遮掩我的过犯。
And then look at verse 35. He comes to the end of this.
到他结束的时候他这么说。
And he says,Oh, that I had one to hear me.
唯愿有一位肯听我。
Here is my signature.
在这里有我所画的押。
And in the Hebrew Bible, it's here is my X, my mark.
他说这个，他这个就是说，那个希伯来文就是说他画的这个大打这个大大的叉。
Here is my signature.
说这是我画的，我签字的。
Let the Almighty answer me.
愿全能者回答我。
Oh, that I had the indictment written by my adversary.
愿那敌我者所写的状词在我这里。
Now understand what he's saying here.
你看他在说的这里是什么呢?
It's a dangerous thing to say.
那是一个很危险的事情。
Who is his adversary, does he think?
你觉得谁是他的仇敌呢?谁是他的敌人呢?
God.
他觉得说是神是他的。
Here's what he says. He says, look, right here, I'm signing my name.
他说在这里我在把我的名字写上签名。
I'm innocent.
我是无辜的。
Now, God.
他说神啊,你看看。
Would you write down...The accusations.
说神啊，你可不可以把你的状词，把你控告我的都写下来
？I'd be afraid to do this.
我可能，作为我自己，我可能不敢。
I think, wait a minute. I don't want to ask God to write down the accusations.
我可不想让神写下来我的对我的那个状词。
I've read commentaries.
我读到一些那些就注释。
Who say chapter 31 shows Job's problem?
他说31章显示了约伯的问题。
He was too sure of his innocence.
他太确定自己的这个无辜了。
No, it's not right.
这样子可不好。
Because who is the first one who said all of this?
你知道是谁第一个说约伯这个无就是正直完全正直吗
?God!
是神。
All the way back in chapter 1!
在约伯记第一章神
就评价说 God
said, 神说约伯是
Have you considered my servant?
你有仔细查看我的仆人约伯没有?
But remember, Job doesn't know about chapter 1.
但是问题,记住啊,约伯可不知道第一章。
One of my friends said,
我的一个朋友说,
Job's problem was he didn't read chapter 1.
约伯的问题是他没有读第一章。
If he could have read chapter 1, he could have endured with less suffering.
如果约伯读了他的这个第一章,他就会忍受了他的痛苦可能就没那
么大了。I don't know about that.
我不知道。
But here's what I do see, and I think it's a wonderful thing.
但是我看到的是，我觉得很棒的是。
When we are going through trouble,
当我们经历痛苦困难的时候
，When you are suffering, when I am suffering,
当你受苦我受苦的时候
，We don't see the whole picture.
我们看不到这个整幅的图片。
And Satan convinces us.
撒旦就会让我们想说
，That everything is horrible.
这太可怕了，每件事情太糟糕。
Job says,
约伯说
I wish I could see God's statement of accusations.
约伯说我想看神对我的控诉，对我
Here's my statement of innocence.
这是我自己的，就是我的。
I've signed it with my mark.
我自己无辜，我自己公义的一个。
Now God,
神啊。
You bring your statement.
请你把你对我的控诉。
And I want to say, Job, wait a minute.
写出来。
We have it. God already wrote it down.
我们其实已经有神的状词，神已经写下来了。
He's already made this indictment.
神已经对他说了。
And it says this.
神的状词是。
Have you considered my servant Job?
你有查用心查看我的仆人约伯没有？
He is just and upright.
他是完全正直。
He loves me. He hates evil.
敬畏神，远离恶事。
And God puts His mark.
然后神在那个上面，神在上面状词签字，签字说神。
When you are suffering and struggling,
当你受苦，你在挣扎的时候
，especially when you think that God somehow does not understand,
尤其是你什么时候觉得说神是不了解的
，Go back to Job 31.
你就回到约伯记31章
，and remember that there was a time.
你要记住有一个时
when this
有一个时间。
Model saint,
有一个这个圣徒的表率，圣徒的模范
became so discouraged.
然后他就如此的这个沮丧，灰心。
That he said, God,
他说
，I wish you would write down your accusations.
我希望神啊，我希望你把你对我的这个诉讼给写下来，你对我的。
And what he didn't know is that God had already written them down.
其实神已经写下来了。
And the accusations were my servant Job.
然后这个状词就是我的
is innocent.
我的仆人约伯是。
Now, here's what I want you to see.
我想要大家看到的是
Job is trying to figure out why is God doing this to me.
他就想要知道说神为什么会
He says, I know I'm innocent.
他说我知道我是无辜的
So why am I suffering?
为什么我还在受苦呢
You know, in the Bible, Job is right next door to Psalms.
你知道约伯的下一个下。You mean Song of Solomon?
No, Psalms. Sorry,
okay, sorry.
The book of Psalms.
那个约伯记之后就是诗篇。
Which is very ironic.
那个是很有讽刺意义的。
Because Psalms is going to tell us over and over.
因为 诗篇会一遍又一遍地告诉我们
The very first chapter
第一诗篇的第一篇就
是说 Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked who
这人变为有福不从恶人的
计谋 Over and over Psalms is going to say If you serve God you're going to be blessed
你就会蒙福
Right next door to that
但是紧挨着这个诗篇旁边就是
is Job
就是约伯
who does everything that the book of Psalms says we should do
约伯做了这个诗篇上所说的所我们应该所行的每件事情
and he suffers
但是他却受苦
listen to this psalm
请你听那个诗篇
Psalm 8
第诗篇第八篇
praises God as the creator
诗篇第八篇说神是我们的创造者要赞美他
And after talking about God creating the sun and the sky and all the wonders of nature
当他颂赞了神所创造的天星宿神所创造的万物的时候
He says this
诗篇第八篇这么说
What is man that you are mindful of him
人算什么你竟顾念他
The son of man that you visit him
你竟眷顾他
You have made him only a little lower than the angels.
你叫他比天使微小一点。
You have crowned him with glory and honor.
并赐他荣耀尊贵为冠冕。
Isn't that beautiful?
那是不是一个很美的图片?
So listen to Job.
但是你听约伯记。
And see if it doesn't sound like almost a parody of the psalm.
What?
Mocking of the psalm.
你看约伯好像讲的这个好像是对这个诗篇的一个讽刺一个嘲笑似的。
Job 7.
在约伯记第七章。
Verse 17.
约伯第七。
What is man that you make so much of him?
他说人算什么你竟看他为大。
Same words as Psalm 8.
跟那个诗篇第八篇是同一个字。
That you visit him every morning.
你每早检查他
Same words as Psalm 8.
也跟那个第八篇一样。
And you test him every moment.
你时刻试验他。
Yeah, you visit him all right.
是你眷顾他，你时刻试验他。
Not to bless him.
不是为了要祝福
他。But to test him.
而是要试验他。
How long will you not look away from me?
你到何时才转眼不看我?
Nor leave me alone till I swallow my spit.
才任凭我咽下唾沫呢?
Why have you made me your mark?
你为何要我以我当你的箭
靶? Why have I become a burden to you?
为什么我让你成为你的重担呢?
Job says, Yeah, I know about you visiting us.
神啊，我知道你在真的是眷顾我们。
I know about you making us.
我知道你鉴察我们。
But God,
但是神呢?
It doesn't look to me like
对我来讲看起来可不像
You visit us with good.
你不是来眷顾我们而是来试验我们
Yeah, you're mindful of us.
对你是想到我们
You visit us.
你确实也是来看我们
With trouble.
但是你看我们是带着麻烦来的
With pain.
带着痛苦
Job can't figure it out.
约伯真的是想不明白。
And we're not going to get to the end today.
我们今天也讲不完。
So we will finish it next week.
所以我们下个星期继续。
But I actually don't mind because of this.
但是我不在意的是因为。
If you're like me.
如果你就像我一样。
You want to take your medicine and immediately get well.
你如果想一吃药马上就立竿见影马上就好起来。
We want to read Job's suffering and immediately By the end of the first lesson, get to an explanation.
我们就很喜欢说读约伯的苦难，然后呢，第一课讲完了，我们就知道为什么会受苦这个答案。
So we're going to do just a small bit of Job.
所以我们就
and that is this
学习一点约伯，在约伯的过程，那就是
we're going to leave him without an answer.
我们就让你回去，但是不给你答案。
We're going to leave him saying, "God."
我们就是在这里结束，我们就说
Psalm says you visit us.
是你诗篇说你顾念你来眷顾我们你来看我们探访我们
Thanks God
谢谢你
You visited me
你确实来看过我了
And you brought a huge bag of trouble with you
你来的时候来看我的时候带了一大袋的麻烦一背了一包的麻烦来看我
You said you were going to pour out blessings
你在那边说你会来祝福我们
They sure look like lousy blessings to me
但是这个看上去可是看上去很差劲很糟糕的祝福
Because that's where Job is.
这就是约伯，约伯在第七章上讲的。
It makes no sense to him.
对我来讲是完全的是没有一点道理都没有。
And so we're going to stop there.
然后我们今天就停在这儿。
And next week we're going to look at the rest of his search.
然后我们在下一课，我们再继续看约伯对神的寻求。
So if you don't come back,
如果你下课你不回来，
this is where it all ends for you.
这个就是你所有能得到的。
Kind of depressing. You better come back.
所以呢，那个这样子没有一个答案，是不是挺难受的？所以下星期最好回来。
Dear God, again, we thank you for your word.
亲爱的主，我们为你的话语感谢你。
Even when it's difficult.
虽然是很难。
Thank you for the example of Job.
真的是为约伯的榜样感谢你。
Who shows us?
他向我们展示了。
How we can endure.
我们如何的忍耐。
When we don't understand.
当我们不理解的时候，我们如何？
When we don't know why trouble is coming into our life.
我们不知道为什么我们的生命中会有这种。
And when it looks like.
会有困难。
You're the one who is causing it.
好像看起来好像是你带来这些麻烦的。
Would you help us to trust you?
求你真的是啊，来帮助我们来信靠你。
Maybe we won't understand everything.
也许我们不能了解所有的事情。
And maybe like Job,
也许我们就像约伯,
we will cry out to you, why?
我们对你向你呼求, 我们说为什么会这样?
But in that suffering and confusion, would you help us to endure?
求你帮助我们在那种痛苦和那种困, 疑惑当中, 我们还可以忍耐。
Not because we understand everything.
不是因为我们了解了知道所有的事情，明白了所有的事情。
But because even if in our head we do not understand,
就算是在我们的头脑中我们不了解，
we will know in our heart that you truly are a good God.
但是在我们的心底，我们真的知道你是一位美好良善的神。
And that you are doing what is for our good.
你所做的都是为了我们的好处。
Help us to trust you in that.
帮助我们可以这样子的来信靠你。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名。